Welcome to another episode of Morning Coffee with your host, Rick Alexander. I started this show to talk about all of the interesting, complex, paradoxical, and sometimes uncomfortable aspects of the human experience. If you get anything from this show, the greatest compliment you could give me is to share this show with somebody that you think the message may resonate with, or to head to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. Additionally, if you want to interact with me, you can follow me at @RickAlexander_ on Instagram. Without further ado, on to the show. Said that you should keep away from people who try to belittle your ambitions. Small people always do that, but the really great make you feel that you too can become great. Welcome back to another episode of Morning Coffee. So today I'm kicking off a new series, and I do not know how many episodes it's going to be, so we'll just have to see what this turns into. Maybe 3, maybe 5 episodes, we'll see. Back in 2012, I believe, 2011, 2012, I was in Africa. I talk about this a little bit in Burn Your Couch, but I was in this super small airport in Africa, kind of like in the middle of these sort of rolling, dusty plains like you might think of, like, you know, Saharan, sub-Saharan Africa kind of area. I wasn't in sub-Saharan Africa, but that's what it kind of looked like. I was in Eastern Africa, and I was waiting on a connection flight. And there was a bin of books there. And one of the books was Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And in that book, he kind of breaks down capitalism and how the sort of when people are raised in families that understand how money works and they understand how the systems that govern money works, how they get a different education than people who grow up with parents who maybe don't understand money as well. And so this guy, Robert Kiyosaki, essentially was raised with his normal dad, who was like a teacher and didn't necessarily understand money so much. And then he also had his friend's dad, who was like really successful and started giving him these lessons. And so it opened his eyes up to what is possible through entrepreneurship. So with that, as I read that book, it started also opening up my eyes. You know, sometimes we don't know what's possible for ourselves until we find ourselves just exploring a new reality, or sometimes we actually have to see it. Like, I could tell you what's possible for your life, but if you don't have a vision of that, if you can't see it yourself, it doesn't really matter that much. And so what I figured out as I was reading that book was that there was actually complete other ways to live my life. Like, I could maybe have dominion over my own life in some way. And so that started my entrepreneurial journey. And throughout this journey, I started with side businesses while I was in the military, ran a couple failures into the ground, and just kept doing the business thing. You know, the podcast, even my whole introduction to podcasts started because it was a marketing arm for a supplement company that I was running at the time. And so very interesting how this world sort of slowly opened up to me as I had the courage to step into it. And then, you know, keep stepping into it after I failed. And now over the last 6 months or so, I've been thinking about how grateful I am for this entrepreneurial education. You know, I put a ton of money into, I went through executive education programs, and I got my undergrad in business, and I was like really, I really soaked this culture up for a long time. Because I realized that if I could figure out how to create my own business in some way, that I wouldn't have to listen to other people. I wouldn't have to have inferior bosses. And I felt as though I had some inferior bosses in my life. And so every time I did, I would make note. Like when people, I would see in the military or whatever, when people weren't good leaders, I would make notes of it. And I would say, what are they doing wrong? I would try to ask myself, I would reflect on it. And I would try to implement it in my businesses as I was growing, or I would, you know, I created for a while like a rule book for myself as an entrepreneur to like learn from the things that I was going through. And then that all came to a head when it was time to actually transition out of the military. And so this is where I want to start this series off, this moment where I'm like getting ready to transition out of the military. And I have a few different options, and I'm looking at the State Department, and I was looking at a financial firm that had given me a job offer because I was kind of into finance for a while and got like my Series 7 exams and stuff so that I could trade stocks, whatever. And so that was a whole sort of chapter of my life. And so I was trying to decide what I wanted to do. And really deep down, what I wanted to do was entrepreneurialism, right? Like, that's where I wanted to go. I wanted to see if I could make it on my own. But I had zero trust or faith in myself, in my own ability to generate an income. And so I created a deal for myself because I knew that if I were to go down the road of taking another job, I knew that it wouldn't satisfy because there's some part of me that had to know whether I was actually capable of that. And so maybe you're there, right? Maybe you're thinking about starting some sort of side project or business, or maybe you have one, but you're figuring out how to grow it. Or maybe you're not interested in that at all. You just want to go through your life, in which case I still believe that this series could be beneficial for you because thinking entrepreneurially, especially in today's world where I've talked a little bit about the crumbling of consensus reality, things that we thought like the world is exposing us to the falsehoods of certainty right now in a very major way, and it's happening all over the place. And so having the ability to think entrepreneurially, to think dynamically, to pivot is one of the best survival skills you could even have in 2020, regardless of whether or not you're actually running a business or not. And so, yeah, we're going to do a series on thinking entrepreneurially. Now, today, I want to meditate on the question, can I do this? Do I have what it takes to become an entrepreneur? Because that was a question for me, right? As I was looking at the State Department and these other jobs, the question was, can I? Do I have the talent? Do I have the skills? Do I have the wherewithal? Like, I had a few businesses on the side, and both of them had failed. One of them failed after making a really successful run. So I did see that there was some sort of possibility there. And so the deal that I made with myself was, okay, I'm going to try this for 3 years. If at the end of 3 years I can't do it, then I will take one of these jobs, or, you know, I'll find a job. Like, the rat race is always hiring. So that is a good thing, right? That's pretty much always the case. And so that was a deal I made with myself. About 6 months in, what I didn't realize, and this is our first sort of lesson as we begin the process of thinking entrepreneurially, the question was never, can I do this? The question was always, will I do this? Right? It had nothing to do with can I, because to be quite honest, like, you can do anything that you want to do in 2020 because the barrier to entry is so low to do anything, right? Like, we've talked about this on here a bunch. I talk into this microphone. I haven't asked anybody to have a radio show. I haven't served coffee to any radio DJs for years as I bide my time. And yet every single morning, by the time I wake up, the thing I recorded the night before is downloaded in over 70 countries around the world. And so the barrier to entry is low. So then the question becomes, do I have the skill? Do I have the talent? Is this something that I can make happen? I was thinking a bit, is what we talked about yesterday, which is this idea of failing fast and iterating your way to success. And so this is why the question is, will you, right? Because we all have certain starting points, and they're not even, and they probably never will be, right? Because I couldn't regulate how much talent you have, what your IQ is, what starting resources you have. And so what that means is that some of us are going to have to iterate our way to success far longer. We're going to have to go through far more failures in order to get there. I've talked about this on the show before, and I talked about it in the talk I just gave last week about the role of the individual. But I went to this like seven-figure Q&A portion. These business owners all had million-dollar businesses. And I asked them who had a failing business, and every single one of them raised their hand. And then I asked them, by the time I had gotten to five failing businesses, they all still had their hands up. And by seven, only a few were up, and I think one person had like nine or something failed businesses. But the point is that if you're asking yourself, can I do this? And then you're facing nine failures, there's a good chance that you're gonna come up to the conclusion or come to the answer that is no. No, I cannot do this, obviously, because I have 9 failures. Only it's not so obvious because everybody on there was now giving a talk because they had a 7-figure business and they ran it successfully, right? And so the question is, will you? And that, I think, is a much more productive question to ask yourself. And, you know, we have to make deals with ourselves so that we will, like, I was really afraid of going Cortez style and just burning the ships and having no option of retreat. But actually, it turned out that that's what I needed. You know, I needed my back against the wall because that's the only way I was going to follow up with all of the emails. That's the only way I was going to rack my brain enough over the marketing and do all of the little tiny things that really suck as an entrepreneur. Because as an entrepreneur, as many of you know, you have to wear many, many hats, right? And so you've got to find the will to actually wear those hats. And what I found is when I had, you know, a few thousand dollars every couple of weeks, the motivation in order to do all those little tiny to manage all those little details for me, who's much more of a big process guy, it was easy for me to ignore them. And so once I burned the ships and there was no retreat and I had transitioned out of the military, I realized rather quickly that now I absolutely have to do this. And, you know, within 2 months of that happening, I had replaced my military income. And that's a true story. So the reason I say that is because I was always asking myself, can I do this? And I never understood that that was the wrong question. The question is, will you? Will you go through the bullshit? Will you go through the trauma? Will you go through the failures? And if you will, and you're willing to really be honest with yourself about what the market is saying and what people are saying, you can iterate yourself to success. There are enough resources that the barrier to entry is low enough. You know, you've just got to be open in the process and become psychologically flexible, which means you have the ability to pivot from one thing to the other. And it doesn't matter if you're running a business, whatever it is that you're doing in the world, I think having that question, having that talk with yourself, the will I talk with myself, is much more beneficial than to have the can I do this, am I capable talk. Because if that's the question, the answer is almost always no. At first, but we're not playing the game where the only thing that matters is what you do at first. You know, we're playing the game where you can iterate yourself to success as long as you're alive and have the opportunity to do so. So the question is not can you, the question is will you? I love you guys. We'll kick off tomorrow episode 2, Thinking Entrepreneurially. Bye.